Birkiland, the almost forgotten king of the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights have been lighting up the polar nights for a millennia, but have been the subject of scientific research for just over a century. Theories about the origin of the aurora started circulating around the end of the 19th century, fueled by the enthusiasm following the spectacular Carrington event in 1859. One of the most fascinating theories about the Northern Lights was initially dismissed and then forgotten for over 50 years, only to be rediscovered and finally confirmed in the 1970s. It is due to the genius of one man that we owe the modern understanding of the phenomenon, Norwegian scientist and inventor Christian Birkeland, the almost forgotten king of the Northern Lights. Christian Birkeland was born in Christiania, now Oslo, in 1867. From a very young age, Christian showed a keen interest for science and electromagnetism. As a child, he used his pocket money to buy his first magnet. He used it for many experiments and often practical jokes during school lessons. Unsurprisingly, Christian's teachers were not at all impressed with his magnetic performances. Birkeland pursued his passion for science throughout his youth and graduated from the University of Christiania with top grades at 23. By his 30th birthday, he was already a professor of physics and a member of the Norwegian Academy of Sciences. The boy professor, as he was then called due to his academic achievements at an unusual young age, soon began experimenting with cathode rays. He became interested in the connection between sunspots and the Northern Lights. He used cathode rays to create artificial Northern Lights in a laboratory and concluded that the aurora borealis is caused by electrically charged particles from the sun that are guided into the polar atmosphere by the geomagnetic field around the Earth. He was also of the opinion that the atmosphere consisted of vast numbers of electric particles, an idea ahead of its time. His famous Theia experiments consisted of simulations of the solar system and the Earth in a vacuum chamber. The term Theia comes from Latin and means small model of Earth. A little model of our planet, equipped with an electromagnet, was in fact placed into a vacuum chamber. Beams of cathode rays, representing the sun's particles, were directed towards the Theia and produced a glow in regions around the poles of the little Earth. So essentially he made artificial Northern Lights. How he came up with the idea of the Sun-Earth connection is still a mystery. Before Birkeland, many researchers thought that the aurora borealis was caused by special Northern Lights gases. Particles containing iron, local electrical currents in the atmosphere, or meteor dust. At the time, there was no way of demonstrating any of these theories, and Birkeland's pioneering studies, lacking the technology to prove them, were dismissed by the international academia, especially by the revered professors of the British Royal Society. Birkeland was also a talented inventor. He created the technology for making fertilizer by harvesting nitrogen from the air, and was responsible for 60 new patents for everything from margarine and caviar to the ambitious but unpractical electromagnetic cannon. The earnings from his inventions covered the cost for his research. At the time when Norway was a poor country, and the university had little money to finance his experiments. Naturally, not all of Birkeland's costly studies were successful, as is the case with Birkeland's research on the altitude of the Northern Lights. At the end of the 19th century, it was common belief in Lapland that the Northern Lights descended all the way down to treetop level. In order to establish the height of the lights, Birkeland had a research station built on the top of the Sami sacred mountain, Halde, in northern Norway. Birkeland and his two assistants spent the winter of 1902 on the mountain. Conditions were strenuous. Blizzards and hurricane gales would happen almost every day. The small observatory would fill up with fumes from the coal stove, and the scientific equipment was in constant need for repair. Traveling from place to place was only possible on skis and crampons. One assistant died in an avalanche in March. 10 years after his traumatic first attempt, Birkeland built a better and a larger observatory at top of Mount Halde. During the period 1912 to 1919, 17 people lived on the mountaintop, including 7 children. 3 of them were born up there. The research station was also used for meteorological observations. Birkeland even obtained grants to establish a network of 4 research stations around the Arctic, including one in Dýrafjörður, in northwest Iceland. Although the Northern Lights never graced the summit of the mountains, Birkeland continued his research tirelessly and with perseverance. Birkeland's studies in various fields continued into the first years of the First World War, but were dramatically halted by the scientist's sudden death in Tokyo in 1917. Christian Birkeland was nominated for the Nobel Prize 8 times, 4 times in chemistry and 4 in physics. However, he was never awarded the prize. Despite his enormous contribution to science, Birkeland was somehow forgotten until the 1970s, when it was finally possible to carry out exact measurements via satellites, and Birkeland's theories were proven correct. Birkeland laid the foundation for much of the modern research conducted in the field of space and solar physics. He was the very first scientist to realize the Earth-Sun connection that causes the Northern Lights. His seminal contribution to the science of the aurora finally recognized Birkeland is, without a doubt, the modern father of the aurora.